Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
The word of encouragement for our Thanksgiving year-end meeting comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
我们年终感恩见证聚会啊，我们劝勉的部分，我们的今天的经文是腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9.
我们看第四章第八到第九节。
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
The context of this passage is not being anxious and worried.
这个段经文的这个上下文的处境是在讲论如何不要去焦虑和担忧。
And right before these verses, Paul tells us that instead of being anxious, we should pray.
在这段经文之前，保罗要告诉我们，我们不要去担忧，不无需挂虑，而是凡事要借着祷告。
But to pray especially with an attitude of thanksgiving.
但是特别的是我们要怀着一个感恩的态度去祷告。
And so on our Thanksgiving meeting this year, I want to draw our attention to these verses.
所以在我们感恩聚会的时候，我希望大家一起来看这一段经文。
How are we supposed to keep an attitude of thanksgiving?
我们如何才能有一个保有一个感恩的态度？
Paul lists a whole lot of good things, and then he says, think about these things.
保罗讲了很多美好的事情，他说都要思念。
But the original Greek word, doesn't just mean to learn something academically.
但希腊的原文这里讲的并不是说在知识上去学习某些东西。
But it means to reflect on things carefully, so that it affects how we live.
而是说我们要仔细的思想这些事情，以至于可以影响我们生活的情况。
So specifically in this context, it should affect our thanksgiving.
所以在这段经文里面，它应该是影响到我们如何的感恩。
So what are these things we're supposed to put our minds on so that we are thankful?
所以什么样的事情我们应该都要思念，所以以至于我们可以感恩呢？
Paul gives a whole list of good things.
保罗在这里列举了一系列好的事情。
But he begins each one by saying whatever.
但是他在这一切的之前，他说凡事。
Now, whatever doesn't just mean when you come to church.
这些事不只是指你来到教会才有的事情。
Or other obviously Christian activities.
或是其他所有基督徒的活动。
It means that we should filter everything we experience and find those things that are good.
这的意思是我们要从我们所有经历当中的事情来筛选出来那些对我们是好的事情。
So these are the two implications of that.
所以这对我们有两种意义。
There are things that we can see that are good that lead us to Thanksgiving as not just at church.
所以有这些事情让我们能够感恩的，不仅仅是让我们在教会里面的事情。
But we can find things to praise God about and to be thankful about at the park.
我们能够，比方说在公园里面，我们也能够找到让我们能够感谢神的事情。
Or when we're exercising.
或者当我们在健身锻炼的时候。
Or even going to a concert or reading a book.
甚至在我们去听一个音乐会，去读一本书的时候。
Even having dinner with friends.
甚至在和朋友一起聚餐的时候。
Or even going to work or school.
甚至在我们去学校念书和上班工作的时候。
Anywhere.
任何地方。
So Paul tells us, whatever we see that is good, put those into our minds.
所以保罗在这里讲，凡是我们看到的是好的，我们都要思念。
And as we think about them, we turn that into thanksgiving to God.
当我们在思想这些事的时候，我们就要把感恩归给神。
The other implication is that we shouldn't be quick to reject things that we don't like.
另外的对我们的一个意义就是我们不要急于去拒绝那些我们看上去是不好的事情。
Paul calls us to something more difficult.
保罗在这里让我们去看到一件更难的事情。
He challenges us to look with discerning eyes to see the fingerprints of God all around us.
他挑战我们用一种分辨的眼光去看神在我们身上做的事情是对我们有好处的。
To find those things that are good and godly and point us to God.
让在那些事情上让我们能看到好的地方，能把我们指引向神。
So Paul says, wherever we go, whatever we encounter, look for those good things that point us to God and lead us to thanksgiving.
所以保罗在这里讲，无论我们在哪里做什么事情，我们都要找到那些把我们能够指引向神的好事情。
The second thing he says about becoming thankful is to practice what you've learned and received and heard.From verse 9.
所以第二件事情我们要学习感恩的是在我们学习所领受的啊，我们都要去行。
Now we have to wonder why didn't Paul say to put those things in our heads?
为什么保罗在这里没有说要把这些事情再放在我们的头脑里？
It's because those things as Christians should already be in our heads.
因为这些事情作为基督徒应该早已经在我们的头脑里面了。
We should always be putting the word of God into our mind.
我们总是应该把神的话放在我们的头脑里面。
But Paul's reminder is that we need to practice them.
但保罗在这里提醒我们，我们这些事情我们都要去行。
Without putting it into practice, it does not lead us to thanksgiving.
如果这些事情我们行不出来，这不会让我们有一颗感恩的心。
I heard the story of this brother who was very proud of his Bible reading.
我曾经知道有这样一位弟兄在读经上，他在这件事情感到很自豪。
Every year he read the Bible from cover to cover.
他每年都把圣经从头到尾念一遍，读一遍。
Yet those around him said that he was, ungracious and not very thankful for anything.
但是他周遭的人却说他不是一个很会感恩的人。
Why?
为什么？
Because he never put it into practice.
因为他从来没有行出来。
He just loaded up his head with God's word.
他只是在头脑里面装满了神的话。
Which is what we should do.
这当然是我们应该做的事情。
But we can't miss that final step of putting it into practice.
但是我们不能缺少那个最终的把它行出来的那一步。
And so, as we put into practice, then we feel God's presence, and it becomes alive in us.
当我们真正行出来的时候，我们才能真正体会到感恩和神与我们的同在。
And it leads us to give thanks to God for His Word and for what He has done in our lives.
然后能够把我们引导向神的话和他在我们身上所做的，我们才能够献上感恩。
So as we close up this year and go into New Year, let us put these things in our mind and into practice.
所以当我们来到岁末的时候，让我们把这些在我们头脑里的事情能够行出来。
To look for what God is doing everywhere we go.
在我们无论在哪里的时候，我们都能够找寻出来神在我们身上做的事是好的。
And to put those things that we have read in His Word into practice.
当把我们能够在读进去的神的话语能够行出来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Thanksgiving service that we can share together.
我们在天上的父，我们为这个感恩的聚会，我们献上感谢。
Indeed, as we look on this past year, there are so many things to give thanks for.
当我们看过去的一年的时候，有很多的事情我们都值得我们献上感恩。
We pray that as we enter New Year, we would be focused on trying to see and find more things to be thankful for.
当我们进入新的一年的时候，你让我们能够注目在更多的事情上，能让我们值得感恩的事。
For your presence and your fingerprints are all over this world and all over this creation.
因为你的同在与你的印记无处不在你的所创造的这个世界里。
So be with us as we continue this service. May your name be praised.
让我们在这个聚会的时候，你继续与我们同在，你的名要得到荣耀。
And may thanksgiving overflow from our hearts.
让感恩的心在我们当中流动。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.